Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
25 past five, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. Now, when I mention Karabo Mokoena, Jade Panayotu, Beibitse Pang, Susan Rode, and Sinoxolo Mafevuka, what comes to mind? These are just a few names on a very, very unfortunately long list of South African women and children who have suffered abuse and have been murdered. This is on our watch. Joining you on the show this morning is Kim Martin, CEO of the River Steenkamp Foundation and River's cousin, to speak to you about 16 days of activism against women and child abuse. A very good morning to you, Kim. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Abs. Thank you very much. I'm well. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Kim, though, talk to us about your own experiences with abuse. You know, what has it taught you and how has it led you to joining the foundation?
You know, the thing is, what happens to a lot of people, and specifically what happened to me, it took me many years to admit to myself that I've been in an abusive relationship. And the reason for that is because of what domestic abuse in particular does to a person's self-esteem, self-worth, and often you take the blame on yourself. And I must admit that I didn't think that I would ever be working in a situation like this with other women, but I realized that in order to help, you really need to have experienced yourself.
And in talking to that, can you tell us more about the River Steenkamp Foundation and the work that you do to empower victims and educating the public?
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to do that. You know, what a lot of people need to understand is that the foundation was born on the fact that River actually wanted to help women and children. She had a passion for that. And on the day that she died, she was due to deliver a speech to a girls' school, and she was going to be speaking specifically about abuse, something that was really close to her heart in terms of something that she wanted to look after. So the foundation was started by her mom then on the 19th of August 2016, which would have been Reva's 33rd birthday. And basically we are continuing her legacy and honoring her wish to help abused women and children. We have a few things that we do, a few services that we offer. One is a bursary to a law student, a fourth-year law student concentrating on family law, and that is obviously from what Reva wanted to do with her law degree, and also to be able to give back in this sphere. Then we also have, we offer families in domestic violence situations and abuse against women and children, we offer legal advice. We also have a domestic violence educational pack, which we send out into the communities and to police stations and to first attenders. And then we do a lot of advocacy and awareness. And that brings us now to 16 days while we came up with this campaign.
And if you're joining us at home, 28 minutes past five, Kim Martin is the CEO of the River Steenkamp Foundation and River's cousin, speaking to us this morning, just making us aware of the 16 days of activism against women and child abuse, which is just around the corner. And her herself, coming from a background of abuse, understands exactly what she's talking about. Can you tell us, though, about the hashtag Blue Purple Black campaign?
Blue Purple Black campaign came was a concept drawn from the most intimate symbol of abuse, which is the colors blue, purple, black. And a bruise is basically a metaphor for all types of abuse. It's not just physical abuse. Abuse takes on all forms. And I think for us, what we wanted to do this year, to make real change, instead of it just being another campaign, another 16 days, and after that it falls away and we go back to our lives, we wanted to make a difference and let Reva's voice really be carried. And what we identified that the biggest problem was specifically domestic abuse, because obviously all abuse is a problem and must be condemned. But given our local context, we wanted to focus specifically on domestic abuse for the campaign. And there's a huge stigma and shame attached and surrounding abuse. And like I said myself, for me, it was very difficult to come out and admit that it happened to me. Because what happens in domestic abuse, unlike other abuse, it's usually somebody, well, it is somebody that you love or you're supposed to love or supposed to love you. So it's very difficult. And that's where the whole idea was born from. The bruise is something that women and men usually try to cover up. And we don't want to cover up. So we're asking the public for these 16 days to wear those colours in solidarity of a victim. Blue, purple, black can take on anything. We've also partnered with some ambassadors such as Zola Nene and Diesel van der Vestes, and to name but a few, who are going to use their voices to come out and speak about it. We're going to have quite visual, arresting images. Basically, we want the public to realize that it's a problem for everyone and that you can no longer hide. So we're asking during the 16 days, specifically on the 8th of December, we would like to have a complete create awareness day where everybody wears the colors, blue, purple, black, and use and shares a hashtag, blue, purple, black.
Hashtag blue, purple, black. It's for these names, ladies and gentlemen. Karabo Mugwena, Jade Panayotu, Baby Tsepang, Susan Rode, Sinok Golomofevuga, to name a few. But Kim, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And we will keep the details. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, we'll be sending them through to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ed, for having me.
Thank you so much. Kim Martin, CEO of the Rivers Tienkamp Foundation.